Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, morning show.
So on his last album, the great Waylon Jennings.
It's all Shooter's daddy.
He probably prefers you not say that.
That struggles somebody.
I don't know that they're related. What about Stanford Jennings? He used to play for Furman. Any relations? I can verify. No.
What about Greg?
Greg Jennings. Gosh, it's like we're doing Ring of Fire.
Ah, there's too many Jennings.
Peter Jennings.
There's not. Oh,
my God.
Peter.
You know, if we were playing Ring of Fire, you would have just been like, Jennings.
I get nervous. I shut down.
Spinning Jennings.
Spinning Jennings. What do you say, Jennings?
You go to the Spinning Jennings?
Of course.
I saw them in concert one time at the Spinning Jennings.
Spinning Jennings. Oh, there's OG and Jennings.
No G in Jennings. I love the P1 on X. Every time we talk about Waylon Jennings, they always point out that we say it the right way. There's no G in Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Voice.
Do you like how one of Merle's last songs was the Willie Nelson duet Going to Pot? Some people don't like to remember him for that last one.
Well, I don't. I'll tell you what.
Pot song.
And, you know, once you go to Glory Land, you don't care anymore. But, like, legacy being what it is to those of us that are left in this unforsaken world, that George Jones, his last, do you remember?
Not really. And I think it's good that I don't.
I don't need your rocking chair.
Oh,
and you had, like, four. It was like a rap song now. You had, like, 14 artists on one song, I think.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Like, you had... I don't remember who.
This is like some T-Bone Burnett type stuff.
Yeah, what is it? Alan Jackson was on it. I want to say Merle, I'm fairly confident, was on there. But it was just like, you Geritol or you Medicare, I still got neon in these veins. Back when he was No-Show Jones, the neon in his veins was drugs and alcohol.
Oh, I get it.
He still don't the drugs? He's going to get D-I-V-O-R-C-E'd again.
He wasn't White Lightning because he could run fast.
Ooh. He don't want to get that again.
White Lightning. Well, it all goes back to racing. I mean, it really does.
Rubbins Racing. Remember that when you drive home today?
Rubbins Racing. And racing with your daddy is not the same thing as rubbing them with your daddy. So remember that. Two different things.
You don't want to do that
I say that for the Petty family. I say that for the Earnhardts.
Yeah, you don't want to rub nothing with
the Labontes.
Mm-mm.
Many others.
Not with a daddy like that.
That's what you say to somebody you don't like.
Yeah. Like Hairball Roberts.
God,
he's
man.
Fireball's great granddaughter. Hairball Roberts. She's part cat and part speed demon. Oh, Lord.
I like that little riff.
I want to say that the former Dixie Chicks are on here as well. Like, there's some...
God. George, we're going to have a lot of people on here.
Let's see, this is why you don't like... Or I don't think you getting the podcast, you're not getting the full show.
Well,
because we're listening to I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair by George Jones right now. Because he's the old possum.
I get it.
Third person.
I actually think baby possums are cute.
It's not impaired.
Uh-oh.
He was anti-Cracker Barrel. No, I'm kidding.
Who's that?
Okay, maybe there's not as many in there. I'll look that up and see how many featured artists are on this.
I should ask my aunt. My Aunt Pam's a huge George Jones fan. I mean, to the point where, like, you know, she thought, like,
tell you the order.
She met him so many times. But, like, that was, to her, that was the guy, like, stud, hot.
I think this is
Vince Gill. Was that your inspiration?
Okay, maybe there's not. Yeah, maybe there's just a version by himself.
Did you just country version Mandela Effect yourself?
You did.
I country Mandela.
Went down a hole.
I crook and chased myself.
Oh, you did. You got.
Can I ask you a question, Fat Boy?
Yes, but I will say pause, though, if the artists jump in.
Yeah, continue.
When we dress, when you guys dress like women, was your...
Let's not talk about that.
Was your Pam...
I hate that you remember that.
Was that a nod to your Aunt Pam?
You know what? Wow. The cigarette was, at least, but I didn't have the Dale Earnhardt gold chain, so it wasn't a full nod.
I love that.
Dad, blame it.
Maybe it's a different song you're thinking
of. No, it's not. It's there's two versions, and that song came out my junior year of high school, and I'm just finding out there's a version.
Did I get the wrong one?
Well, no, you didn't. There's no right or wrong one. I just, in my mind, there was only the one version. It's like, everybody thinks Super Bowl Shuffle was the only one, but everybody forgets about the L.A. Rams with their great song, Ram It. Which is,
I don't remember that.
Oh, Lord.
You don't remember Ram It?
Ram
No.
It? Oh, my God.
I know the Super Bowl Shuffle, but not Ram It.
Tried to, maybe it was Papa Bear Hallis that came up with it. I know it wasn't, but whoever said, you know what, let's make a song, and we're going to actually pretend to play instruments, and we're going to, and it, there it is. We're listening to Ram It, podcasters. This didn't catch on the same way as Super Bowl Shuffle.
I don't think I've heard this.
Because who was the only star? It was Eric Dickerson. That was it.
I mean, that's about it.
These are the Bears. Yeah, the Punky QB, Samurai Mike.
Fridge.
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera.
There was like a local exercise person where I grew up.
We had Beverly here.
Yeah. And so on this lady's show, she had the football players do their little song, and they worked out to it, you know, jazzercise.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun to ram it. Bad Jackie, and I'm starting this off. The Rams get down, so nobody score. And don't you worry, because the Rams are rapping. When game time comes, we'll be back to die. We can't sing, and our dance is not pretty. But we'll do our best for the team and the city. So get on your feet. And
this is the way rap songs sounded then.
They say our dancers aren't pretty. If you
throw it my way, it's going to get ready. Maybe they're dancers. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me. It's just like, what have we done?
God,
what have we done?
Who wrote that?
Charlie Joyner? No, I don't know.
That's when they were in L.A., right?
Like, Dodge should grab a hold of that and maybe option the licensing rights for that. Let's ram it. But not in the wall. We mean ram it. I think Dodge ram.
That was before Chris Everett, right?
That's before we started calling sex ramming each other, too.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to ram it.
We're going to knock boots.
I got a buddy named Bond. I'm going to ram him pretty good.
I'm going to slip her a funky cold Medina.
Oh.
Well, that was a roofie.
That sounds like an STD, to be honest with you.
I mean, we were celebrating.
Funky cold.
Funky cold Medina was about roofies. And
yep.
We sang it. We danced. We roller skated to it. We glow bowled to it.
I
had
that.
No clue that it was about giving a girl a roofie.
How about we don't give any educational pieces out anymore, like the End of Family Matters where they had all the guns?
Tone Loke, let's think about this. That man has... First off, like Fat Boy and I had a Topps card at one point. He had three different ones.
Yep.
Tone Loke did. But
dude,
he's also in a great movie called Blank Check. I highly recommend it. You can watch it with your kids. It's a life lesson movie. But he did it off a song about Funky Cole Medina, about roofies. And the other song was about sleeping with a transvestite.
Yep. He was also in another great movie.
He doesn't play around with no Oscar Mayer wieners.
No. He was in a little movie called Heat. Maybe you've seen it before.
Oh, God, he wasn't.
Yeah, he had the scene with Al Pacino.
He's actually a solid actor. Yeah. I'd say who else I talked mess about early on, and I've actually come to think they're a really good actor. Ice Cube Jr.
Really? You like him?
He's very solid, man.
He's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Den of Thieves, too. A little long, but a good movie.
Eazy-E, the third horrible actor. You're not going to get to Broadway, friend.
Oh, no.
At the beach. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you, I've said this humpteen times.
Well, that's a lot.
No.
That's a lot of times.
That I worry about the future of history and the like because of AI. Just because we're in that zone where we didn't have the internet the whole time the way our kids have. Our parents had it a little bit, didn't really maybe understand it all, whatever.
Still don't.
But I feel like maybe my three-year-old grandson, but my two-week-old grandson, in the future, the great.
I noticed you showed a little favoritism already, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Why?
Because you didn't mention the young grandson. You already had two stories about Jasper.
Why would I not mention the one who carries my name?
That's what I was trying to figure out, but you didn't.
Not right. Like I'm the dad, Paige. Why are you looking at me weird like that?
I got two
I'm
Jasper not. Stories already.
He's got my middle name.
I don't got no little baby stories.
I feel like he may grow up in a world where he thinks that Benji Netanyahu, Donnie Trump, Kim Jong-un.
Those ears on Netanyahu.
Vladimir Putin. And they all got together and sang We Are the World. This is AI. This is a music video that someone has made. And by God.
It's great.
It's not great. To a young mind, they're just going to, because you get timid and you don't think, hey, I want to show this to my friend and ask if this is real. Because they're going to be like,
stupid.
You moron. Of course it's not real. Or,
dumb bitch.
It's real. You dumb bitch. You GDB.
Yeah,
whatever.
GDB, dumb bastard.
So
you stupid bitch.
It's a weird kind of world.
Now,
unless
world.
That's going to separate the smart from the dumb. And maybe that's what always has. Like the library's already been there. You got a card if you pay taxes. Yeah. But do you go in and use it?
But they're all getting closer together. The dumb's getting bigger.
The dumb is getting bigger.
Well, I mean, that's if you're not taught anything about history, you're not going to know anything about the world.
God, I literally thought you were going to say, we've been taught history, but it's time for her story.
Oh, I was waiting on it. Her story.
That's like the WNBA ran with that for a little while until people like poked so many, roasted it so much online. They're like, okay, yeah, that is kind of
everything's
going to
be dumbed down. Everything's going to be kind of bland. Like the horrible things in history did happen, and they need to be taught. Otherwise, you would not know exactly what happened in this country or any other place in the world.
Yeah, but see, so our parents probably never thought, yes, there were some staged Civil War photos. They never thought about that. Now, as we've grown older and learned on the internet, blah, 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 not that it was fake, but they staged some photos because they can't. Who's going to go out in the field out there in cow pens with a camera? By the way, when a camera back then, you know, when you took a picture, it blew up smoke.
Yep.
So you're going to go out there with a camera, and while a war is going on, you're going to get right in the middle and start snapping pictures like you're freaking Arthur Ashe. Or not Arthur Ashe. damn it.
Ant Geddes?
No, come on, man. Great photographer. Ansel Adams.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Orny Adams.
One of them was black and played tennis. The other one was...
The other one took outdoorsy pictures.
That's right.
One took black and white pictures, right? Yes. Now we have...
We have no choice. They didn't have color then.
We got out in the woods.
Reasonable doubt now. We have to question everything.
You do, but then it also can turn into paranoia. But then it's also to the younger children, you're going to grow up in a world where they literally, I don't know if they're going to be even more paranoid or if they're just going to take the spoon-fed bullcrap.
And I think a lot of social media, like you're thinking to yourself, is this real or is this just political propaganda?
I mean, that's... You wouldn't
this
have
propaganda.
You don't have politics without propaganda. Like I saw the greatest example the other day, and I don't give 2 inches of a crap about politics in New York. I don't. I do not care. I do not care. The same way I don't care about the monarchy in England. Don't give a damn.
Don't care.
They're always enemies to me for 300 plus years. So they always sit there and blank their blanks over there. Oh, they're getting married. Oh, they're getting divorced. Who cares?
Like, why?
Women.
So it was the stuff that happened in New York with the guy that won the Democratic vote.
Oh, the primary, beat Cuomo.
So they show 2 different New York newspapers talking about the same exact story, and it was completely opposite. It was literally like Dewey defeats Truman, flip-flop.
For a guy who didn't even officially win it yet.
That Cuomo always, if you have somebody covering something, if you have 2 reporters out, there's going to be a different take. It all depends on who your editor is, on where you're going to go. Like your slant, okay? So I'm out there with...
Let's not call names.
No, I'm out there with Fat Boy, and Fat Boy says he doesn't like burgers, and then somebody can say, but...
Turn it on him. Look at him. Yeah. He's lying.
He wants to order a fast.
Yeah, but he's standing in line to get fast food if he doesn't like... You know what I'm saying? It's just like there's... It's your opinion the way you were raised.
That right there is one of the big... I love you.
I don't like how you got me standing up waiting for food, though.
But there's always
it's what you believe is how you're raised. But is that really what you believe?
Well, it should be non-objective. That's what you're
it
just.
Should
you're,
be objective.
Yes, but that's not the way it is anymore.
But that's where you have some pundits, I'll call them, say they argue for AI to do the news, and I'm like, like, well, they won't be biased. I'm like, AI. What's the chair? Look, AI is. Just taking all the stuff that we've entered into the internet and all the stuff that's been scanned in the internet, old newspaper articles, books, blah, blah, blah. So it only knows what we've put in there. So if there's been it's this dissension and this slant, as you said, for all this time, how is it going to decide which one's right? No.
Nobody's going to know.
There's no right answer.
There's going to be a clear dividing line if you know where to get what certain. You know what you get from Fox News. You know what you get from MSNBC.
And how crazy is this? We talk about getting answers from AI. Allen Iverson's 2 nicknames were?
Bubba Chuck.
Nope. Well, he had 3, but it's the 2 that would make sense of what we're talking about here.
The answer.
And AI.
Yep. Well, in the question.
The
question
secret is Allen Iverson. Let's take some calls here because these people are going to be like, you said you'd take phone calls, not about advice. And here we are rumbling off at the mouth. Fatboy, you pick where we go and we'll go that way.
Let's talk to Chris.
Let's talk to Chris.
Chris is a very popular name. We took a call from a wild Chris earlier today. Good morning. Different Chris.
Hey, different Chris here.
Hey, different Chris. What's going on with you?
Not much. How you guys doing?
It's been a fun show. It's been all over the place, and we've just been,
listening to people filthy talk their mom.
I don't know if you heard that guy earlier. I don't want to. A lot of people are saying like split personality. I don't think you. It's not the 80s and 90s anymore where we just guess about people's mental situations. It just in my mind though. Again, pointing out that we're on the radio and can't see these people. I don't know. Like, what do you look like, Chris? Describe yourself right now, intimately.
Wearing a t-shirt and my hair's a little messy.
Call us back when you get your hair combed.
Take care of yourself.
The guy was we thought he was calling Paige a GDB, but he was calling his mother that,
which is worse.
But then he apologized to himself and it was just crazy. So here we go again, going off at the mouth, and yeah. You had even said what you said. You have a question. What is your question? It can't be for advice. We're anti-advice today. Right.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering, you know, about collectible cards. So I'm wondering, you know.
Yeah.
What, I want to know, like, if you got any players, any PC players that you got.
Now I can tell you're a real collector there. Cause,
which is good. I was hoping you would be.
Yeah, I was too, because I didn't want to have to tell you your 90 score factory sets are worth like $3. I mean, that's tough. It's so often, Chris. May I call you Chris?
Yeah, man. Okay. Different Chris.
Okay. Oh, that's a different Chris?
I prefer Chris, though. But we'll go with different Chris.
Okay.
Different Chris, I'll have when Fatboy and I, and Paige from time to time as well. She once had an affair with Dennis Eckersley.
That's really good.
She, we'll talk about cards, and I'll get messages and tweets and stuff from people say, hey, I want to send you some pictures of my cards, and you tell me if they're worth anything. Well, let's say this first off. Google Lens is a thing, and it's fairly accurate.
Plus, guess what? If you got a whole box of like 91 Fleer Ultra, you already know.
If you see a bunch of red borders in that box, it ain't worth diddly squat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, now that you find out they don't really recycle stuff, it's not even worth recycling them.
If you got a Griffey, you don't have the Griffey, and a lot of people have the Griffey.
It's so sad that Griffey has a rookie card that could sell for upwards of $500,000, but he also has a rookie card you could buy right now for $2.
Yep.
It's insane.
Yep.
I'm glad that you know what you're doing, because I don't like to encourage new people into the hobby.
Well, there's a lot of people that go into it with dollar signs and not collecting what it really is. And you said, who do we PC? And to most people, it'd say, what is he talking about? Who do they personal computer? No, personal collect. Personally collect, personal collection.
See, mine changes, though, vastly.
Oh, well, I wish your underwear would. Who's yours? I know it's you love Clemson players. I've had to manipulate you with some stuff before.
Yeah. Right now,
not manipulate.
It even changes by season. Right now is Skeens, but I'm a flipper. I'm a big flipper, so I'm trying to look for a certain player that I can turn.
But you also collect too, though. It's not just the end game of collecting it for the the fun is.
Yeah.
Like I don't say this, you know, because it's weird. If you on a certain level of whatever, and you point out a personal accomplishment, you call it flexing or whatever. But if you just.
It's all Instagram is, let's be honest.
It's not. It's sharing fun things, and people say, oh, you dripping, can't hide money. Hey, man.
He dripping.
Whatever. Like, I made so freaking much money off of WNBA cards this year.
And oh, you got goats. I ain't got goats.
I ain't got no goats. But nevertheless.
Because some of those cards, you can, you know, it's like a little Playboy, let's be honest.
Really?
Some of those WNBA cards, well, yeah.
And I'm not caring about. It's like you go to one of these sex stores and you think they give a damn where you going to put that? They sold it to you. They don't care.
Well, so they just got to move product.
So if you're going to pay me $500 for a piece of cardboard signed by a woman who is not even barely 20 years old yet, please do.
That's what the WNBA figured out. We got to draft
hot players that have a little. Like, they need to be model / influencer / like good-hearted women.
People, yeah.
Yeah, we can't have them all look like their own Orange is the New Black. It just can't.
Come on.
Who do we PC? I PC Dale Murphy, Bo Jackson, Hank Aaron. Also, this will show up on the podcast as Hey Karen. We figured that out the other day because I don't enunciate well. Hank Aaron is not Hey Karen.
Henry.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
He got some good Dusty stuff. See, that's the thing. When you PC some of these guys, you end up coming across stuff you don't want to part with worth some money.
I'm absolutely there. Yeah. Like, again, if it's maybe it is a little bit of flex, but I've been told I have the premier Dusty Rhodes collection.
But I've got some good stuff in there.
And I have 7 of his one-of-ones.
See, like, but you won't part with any of them. That's what I don't get.
I mean, no, the bull, do now. Don't test that. Ball cards paid for my first wedding.
Like your
That's
Ali glove.
Shoot.
You
Amen.
The Ali glove you had.
I still got.
I feel like you kind of missed the peak of the market with that, I'm feeling, but, you know, there's still.
I didn't know peak. I watched him sign it, and I arm wrestled him.
I feel like
a memory
one
forever.
Day you're going to open the Batman Museum.
Well, I'll let you run the ticket window.
Okay. Okay. I'll need another
when you're
job.
Not signing autographs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can put you to work.
Who do you PC? Who do you personally collect? Talking to
me?
You, Chris. Yes. Different
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, different Chris.
Other Chris. Chris. Chris.
You were so busy monologuing, I just thought.
Oh, damn!
He got
damn,
you.
Other Chris. He just walked off mic.
I took a nap.
You're going to take a permanent that, one if you know, don't you, watch it.
You got him flustered.
You guys are talking about, you know, getting people into it and the disappointment. My mom started it for me because my, I think I was like, like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And she went out and bought me the Maguire rookie card and said to me, this is going to be an investment for your future.
Oh, yeah, we heard that. That's what I heard about California raisins. You're going to retire off of this.
Beanie Babies.
Off these racist little figures I'm going to retire off of, really?
Oh, okay. Really? They're well, annoying.
Some of them were.
And looking back, she, you know, she did it right. She slabbed that thing. That thing was sitting on a mantelpiece, just protected for years and years. And then one day I had the heart to tell her. I was like, Mom, I got to tell you, that card, I don't know what you spent on it, but
it's not worth anything.
She's a big cheater.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I grew up.
I don't want to say too much.
I grew up.
That is true.
I grew up in Florida, so it's basically any Florida teams, Dolphins, Marlins, kind of a joke, but like anybody who comes through and plays either for the Dolphins or played for the Hurricanes or even the Noles sometimes or the Gators. So
I feel like he's getting you back.
Marino's my main PC, but like Edgerrin James, one of my big heartbreaks and cards.
Edge, I know, me too. I lost a lot of money on it.
Oh yeah, geez! You pull that, and you're like, "Ooh, 350." Now it's worth $20.
Hold on one second, Fat Boy. Tell him we're running out of time.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Oh, my God.
You got him back on the monologue battle, though.
Yeah. You did. That was the best.
You win, though. Thank you. I love nothing more than being put in my place. That's a fun thing. Thank you.
Oh snap!
Please tell us every team in
party. I used to do that all the time, baby. It's nice to know I've got some people down there still doing it.
This guy's gonna start rattling off high schools in Florida.
He did. He was going like county by county because I was literally going to say, well, where do you, when it comes to college football, he was already naming them all.
I like Apopka. I like Clearwater High, Hillsborough High,
Florida A&M.
I love DeSoto. Put them on, man. I collect it.
Y'all should buy Paige a Satchel Paige card.
Leroy!
Yeah. Oh, Leroy. Yeah,
that's quite expensive, actually.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing,
take
buddy?
It?
Quite expensive.
Learn how it works.
All that goat money.
Yeah, well, you're
I know. I'm over here. Just call me Lou Ferrigno because all I'm doing is flexing.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like to apologize to truckers and also so-called real men.
I thought you were going to say other Chris, but you know,
I need to make a retraction. It's been pointed out to me by a trusted source that Dodge does no longer own Ram. Ram is just Ram now. So when I said Dodge should buy the song Ram It and use it, it was factually unsound. So thank you, anonymous person with no shoes on, for pointing that out. Appreciate you.
If anybody would know.
I love that shoeless man.
You know, I do too. And you know, his lovely wife, P1 Downtown Jules, had a, not that Downtown Jules, but another one. She just had a birthday yesterday. She did. Yeah. I was going to say that on the air. In fact, we have no time for it.
She's couldn't do it. Fine, fun individual.
She is fine.
She works out like hell.
She is.
I can learn from her.
You know what this son of a gun did the other day? Do we have the thing here? I won't give too many specifics about it, but like Fatboy and I go to the same gym, but not the same gym. Like, for instance, you might go to a different Chick-fil-A than I do, and vice versa. So he had some time to kill the other day. Do you care if I say
that? I don't care.
And he went, our gym has a, it has a facilities where, you know, you can pay up. And
this is a perk.
And so he went to the black level.
You know what? I see no color in the gym.
That's right.
I don't pass judgment.
He dropped a card that's metal. I see.
Perhaps. And so Fatboy had some time to kill. I don't know. What would you say? Half hour?
Well, at least. We'll say at least a half hour.
We had a very important meeting. Believe it or not, really true. And he had some time to kill. And I told him, I said, if you want to come by. See, Fatboy's so odd. We're like the best of friends at work.
Really are.
So I said, great. Well, we're going to the same meeting. Why don't you just come hang out at my house for 30 minutes and then we'll ride over together. And he's like, oh, we'll see. Well, I never heard anything, so I'm not. I was like asking a girl out. You're going to do it once, and if she doesn't respond or leaves you on red, it's like, all right, then. Uh-huh. I didn't want to date you, no way.
I guess that wouldn't happen.
Oh, hell.
So I said, hey, what'd
you guess it will have to suck itself.
What'd you do? Well, they always said it wouldn't. They also said you'd go blind and have hairy palms. And guess what? I see you over there, and my hands are bare. I said, what'd you end up doing? He said, I went to the gym. I was like, wow, that's pretty hardcore.
He went to the gym.
You don't have to get. You know, I went to the gym.
I'm gonna give him those.
Remember
props.
The upgrades that you can get at the gym. So, Fatboy, what'd you do?
He laid himself.
I went to a certain lounge that's only allowed for certain, you know, customers, and sat in the chair, and kind of tooled around on the phone for about a half hour. But I will say,
massage.
No, he just went and sat there and used their Wi-Fi. And their age. Rather than coming hanging out with a trusted friend or coworker.
Fatboy, you could have.
I tell you, you know what?
He's so embarrassed because it's so weird.
If you worked out at this gym in Greer, there might be beside a market that's in a certain neighborhood, and you got a nice big ass on the treadmill. I watched and enjoyed every second.
Were you lazy, but you were a creeper.
I didn't even think about that part.
I didn't even notice
lazy
it.
Creeper.
So are you sitting there with your phone? Are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm on the phone first.
It's unfair to ask you this, but I'm going to. Did you video any?
No, because.
Okay, don't be that guy.
Some lady comes in, and she wants to strike up a conversation. I'm like, I'm really not here to talk to anybody.
I'm just here to stare at this bottle.
Especially for free. Like, I've talked already today, lady.
I talk for a living, lady. My co-host does it twice as much as I do.
She's waiting on the hydro massage. Has to strike up a conversation. I'm like, I'm not here for this. And then I notice old big ass on the treadmill. And I'm like,
I want the hydro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I kind of got distracted before I know it. It's time to go.
It kind of hurt me, though. I was like,
hurt your feelings?
I would offer him the Wi-Fi password at my home.
Yeah, you would.
I have air conditioning. Although... Do we really have air conditioning right now?
Do we need some counseling about this?
We can't manipulate it.
Like, is there...
No, I
think I have bad memories of your place. Last time I was there, you put me to work.
I did not.
Is that where you made his thing purple?
What? Hang on.
The TV.
First off, my thing's been purple since day one-ish.
I know what she's talking about. Now, that's a separate occasion.
He went in one time. My stomach was tore up at my previous home. And Fatboy was there, and I left him in, as you would a friend or a close coworker. You'd leave him in the living room to, you know, make themselves at home. He went in and changed my background on my TV to pink. Pre-breast cancer, I'd like to point out. This was when pink was only for girls and Barbie.
Pink is
that was the best story until you did something shortly after that topped it. you're like, hey, man, my TV is not really working. I know you got a background in cable. Can you kind of come look at it maybe and see? I'm like, okay.
Yo, you.
So I get there to look for the basic things, and I'm like, everything seems to be hooked up okay. I know he didn't unhook anything and try to hook it back up because he wouldn't know the layout. It was on the wrong.
I'd pull something out and blow in it.
The damn TV was on the wrong inputs. What?
Like, yeah, what's that fun?
I fixed it with two clicks. But the last time I went to his place is when he built the. Remember, he built the entertainment center on top of the table.
Where he could get it down.
And he couldn't get it down.
First off, a celebration should have been had. The fact that I put something together by myself with real instruments. That's when I figured out I have a touch of autism. And that's not making a joke. I really.
Oh, we found out you don't have a touch.
I've got.
You're damn near on the podium, buddy.
I ain't done it.
You're on the metal stand.
Third row. I down deep, and I'm not pandering to anything right now. I think we're all on that spectrum. It's called a spectrum for a reason.
I was going to pay another $20 to find out. So,
but I was like, I don't want to sit down in the floor and build this thing. So I want to I like to stay active. It's one thing that I will say with the I haven't went and walked 9 miles with the bulldog like Edith, but doing stuff.
Wait a minute. That sounds awful the way you said it.
Why?
You made it sound like you walked with an ugly girl somewhere.
No. Like Edith called in earlier and said she lost like 200 plus pounds walking a bulldog for 9 miles a day.
You said you walked with a bulldog like Edith.
Oh, I think you thought I said bulldike. I didn't say that. I said bulldog. I just let you let it be known if anybody out there thought I said that. I don't say that. I did not say that.
I don't even think it's bad. I just found out what a femdike was.
What is that?
Like, you look more like a woman.
Oh, I thought it was a documentary about women.
I'm saying that
that's
because...
That's a fem doc.
Somebody told me butch is not acceptable anymore.
See, dude, that right
there... So I can't keep up.
There's dissension in every corner of every slice of every pizza.
That's out.
It's like... I told you, I know someone that is happily, legally married.
Uh-huh.
And they have issues... with all the additions to the pluses added in
right.
too. They're like, listen, this is one thing, but that's something totally different. And then so that rainbow now, I think they're just blue and purple.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
But then over here, if you like free for all everything, maybe you and the yellow and the off-white.
If I dabbled in that, I would definitely be a lipstick instead of what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know like the differences, how you would decide. You can decide, right?
You know, I got to say this. That's only something a woman could say. A man could never say, you know what? I got to say, if I was gay, I'd definitely be a top. You're not going to say that.
Yes,
women,
you would.
Y'all got all the...
I get a baby to look like a woman.
You
I get
might
a twunk.
Get 20% less, but by God, you can speak your mind. And that's more than 20%.
Wouldn't you hook up with a twunk if you had to pick? If you had to hook up with a dude?
Does that mean a hunky twink?
Yeah.
You
the muscular
have,
twunk.
I mean, you'd have twink. To clarify what you wanted. You'd say you top or bottom. I mean, you would. If you were a dude.
No, isn't it assumed that, like, being a fair partner, that you would switch?
But
no,
it's not. We found that
preference.
Out. We did ask a gay guy.
You have a preference.
They said, you're like, it's not like you're a switch hitter. Like, you're one or the other.
One or the other.
And I'm like, I feel like one's.
Why would you prefer to be the one? Like, the receptacle?
They're just like some people like it.
Like, if there was a way where women could switch back and forth, I'd be like, no, you're never doing that. Like, sorry. I'll be shoving this pig, but you're not sticking that there.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.